what's the risk of not having a plan?
It's kind of like, you know, running into a building that you don't know anything about with your eyes closed. Could you get to the other side of it? Sure you could. Are you going to get bumps and bruises along the way? Sure you are. I think the real risk is that you're going to waste a lot of time. You're going to make a lot of decisions or not make a lot of decisions that would have been helpful had you thought about it a little bit ahead of time. For example, you know, in the case of, you know, of most crises, communicating with people is pretty critical. And those people being your staff, your management, your governance, you know, your boards, regulators, depending on your business. So if you thought about that up front, you won't miss somebody. You know, if you're in a financial institution, certain things happen. You need to report to regulators in a reasonable period of time. If you have a cyber attack, usually, you know, aside from your cybersecurity people, you kind of want to go to your insurance company pretty quick because they have resources to help in that regard. Doing things out of sequence might end up costing you some money. So the, not having a plan means you didn't think it through and you may do things in the wrong steps, which thus may end up costing you money or reputation or customers.
Well, you mentioned something interesting there. That being regulators and legislators and the concept that of compliance. You know, just because you're in the middle of some sort of business disruption usually doesn't absolve you of the requirement to comply. How do you maintain that same sort of sense of I have rules by which I must operate, even at a time when, for all intents and purposes, the rest of the rules have been thrown out?
Yeah, I think the key in that thing is, in that case, is partly looking at what planning and, you know, kind of pre-planning you've done. If you know you have a compliance need, then that needs to be built in. It needs to be factored in. If you have regulators that you have to talk to, those need to be factored in. So you're right. You don't get around compliance. You don't get around filing your taxes. You don't get around filing your paperwork. On the other hand is that you need to know what you can do and what is within your realm in terms of being able to maybe not, you know, do things late, file for extensions, things of that nature. And a lot of organizations run into that depending on what they're doing. You can't create one disaster for another. So I can, you know, I can't stop complying with OSHA because I've got something else. You know, I had a cyber attack. I mean, they don't care. You know, and again, so one needs to be aware that if you do have compliance issues, it's good to know what they are and on what, you know, kind of what their level of importance, where they fit within the whole structure and be able to not forget them. So if you want a kind of key note for everybody to take here is it's a lot of this planning is all about not forgetting stuff. You know, so a good plan is going to have all the stuff in it that you don't want to forget while you're in the heat of battle. And if compliance is one of those, I would make sure that that's on the list.